Our reading is taken from Matthew chapter 7, verses 24 to 29, the wise and foolish builders. Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the wind blew and beat against that house. Yet it did not fall, because it had its foundation on a rock. But everyone who hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice is like a foolish man who built his house on sand. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house, and it fell with a great crash. When Jesus had finished saying these things, the crowds were amazed at his teaching, because he taught as one who had authority and not as their teachers of the law.
Right, so two of you are going to be the people that build their house on the rock, which is going to be Lucas and Caleb. So you might find a rock over there, or a slab out of my parents' garden, same thing. Okay? So if you go into this one, Lucas, alright? You guys are going to have to build yours on the sand, okay? Now, we're not going to build a house because we'll be here all morning. What you're going to do is you're going to stack them on top of each other, but this way up. Okay, the hard way. Right, we'll give it a go, see what happens. Go for it. Oh no, you can't squish it into the sand, I can't build it on the sand. Like in tactics, but as on the sand.
Talking to people, and he was talking about putting into practice what he'd said. He wasn't actually talking about building a house, or that would be a very strange passage in the middle of the Bible. But he was talking about, he talked about lots and lots of things beforehand, about giving to the needy, about not being anxious, about trusting God for all the things that we need in life. He talked about lots of different things. And then this is what he finished with. He said, only if you put those things into practice are you like the wise man that built his house on the rock. And there's a few reasons for that. One is that God never changes. The Bible tells us that God is the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. I don't know about you, but it takes a long time for a rock to change shape, doesn't it? It takes a lot of erosion for a rock to look different. But if you go to the beach, it probably looks slightly different every day because the sand moves every time the wind blows, every time the ocean comes in. It changes. But the other thing is that when we build our lives on Jesus, we build our lives on things that do not change. We build our lives on truths that God says are important. Unlike the world, which is a bit like building on sand, which changes its mind since I was your age, Archie, since I was Micah's age, even since I was Laura's age. Yep, I know she looks older than me, but she's not. The world changes all the time. And probably by the time I'm really old and Robin's age, it will have changed again. But Jesus doesn't change. The Bible doesn't change. The way that we should live as Christians doesn't change. And Jesus says that that's what makes us wise. We can read all the books in the world. We can have read the Bible front to back and back to front. But that doesn't make us wise unless we do what it says. So that's what I want you to remember this week. That to be wise, we have to do what Jesus says and not just know what Jesus says. But let's pray. Father, thank you that we have the Bible. Thank you that it doesn't change and that you never change. Help us to be wise people who build our lives on you and your word, so that when the hard times in life come, the winds and the rain and the storms, we can stand strong because we know who and what we believe in. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.